your planet. Close your eyes and start to breathe. Breathe nice, long, slow, deep breaths. In through your nose, all the way down to the pit of your stomach, and back out through your mouth. Long, slow, deep breaths. Breathe into your body. Breathe into your stomach, breathe into your hips, breathe into your buttocks, breathe into your groin. Breathe deeper and longer and slower. As you're breathing into your body, you'll become aware of an electric pink light that starts to flow in through the walls, down through the ceiling, up through the floor. This electric pink frequency flows towards your physical body and starts to swirl around the outside of it, over your head, underneath your feet, around your chest, around your back, swirling in a clockwise direction. Getting brighter and stronger. As it swirls around the outside of you, like an electric pink tornado, you start to breathe this frequency in. And as you breathe it in, it starts to swirl and spin faster and faster, getting brighter and brighter. And as it does, multicolored light codes in the form of hieroglyphs start to flow from the cosmic fabric, out from the ether into the space, as you start to breathe in this electric pink frequency. It flows up through your nose, up into your left and right brain. As these hieroglyphs swirl around the outside of you, you start to breathe them in also. This frequency flows up through your mind, into your left and right brain, around the outside of your skull, down through your head, your face, your neck, your throat, through your shoulders, your chest and back. It flows through your shoulders, down your arms, through your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, into your hands, fingers and thumbs. It flows through your chest, through your heart, your lungs, down through every vital organ. It spirals through your spinal column. Each one of those vertebrae starts to glow brighter and brighter as it flows through your middle back, your lower back, into your buttocks. It flows through your groin, down through your thighs, your hamstrings, through your shoulders, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists. Your hands, your fingers and thumbs start to vibrate as this electric pink frequency flows through every cell, every atom, every molecule. You vibrate faster and faster. It flows through your knees, your calves, past your shins, into your ankles, through your feet, all the way to the tips of your toes. As you breathe deeper and longer and slower. Breathe into your body. Continue to breathe until the inside of your body is completely full, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, from the tips of your fingers and thumbs to your crown. Once the inside of your body is completely full, in your mind say thank you. And keep breathing. As this frequency flows through you from top to bottom, from bottom to top. You become aware of an inverted electric green pyramid spinning clockwise around the outside of your pineal gland, spinning faster and faster. This electric green inverted pyramid. Starts to draw in light codes from Andromeda, from the Pleiades, from Lyra. Three streams of light flow through the fabric of the cosmos, past stars, celestial beings, down through Mother Earth's atmosphere, down through the skies, through the roof of your space, down through your crown chakra, and into the base of that inverted pyramid. It starts to collect these light codes, these extraterrestrial frequencies. And as it collects them, it starts to compress them inside of the pyramid. It squashes them and compresses them. Hundreds and thousands of light codes are compressed down into this tiny little space and pushed inside of your pineal gland. That tiny little pine clone in the center of your head and back slightly. Start to absorb this pressurized frequency. Thousands and thousands of light codes, all carrying different frequencies, are squashed and compressed into your pineal gland. And then the master cell in your pineal gland starts to distribute these codes to every cell in your physical body. All 75 trillion of them plus start to vibrate like crazy. Every single cell buzzing with energy. Your heart expands and expands, vibrating faster and faster. And then the apex of this electric green pyramid opens. Light codes flow down through your head, your face, your neck, your throat, down through your heart, your solar plexus, your sacral navel root chakra, down through the ground, through the rocks and the minerals, down towards the center of the planet, towards Mother Earth's heart. They get closer and closer, 500 meters, 4, 3, 2, 1, boom! This frequency connects with Mother Earth's heart. She starts to distribute these codes through the ley lines, through the planetary grids, through the diamond and golden architecture. These frequencies flow throughout the planetary grids to every single stargate, every single pyramid, every single sacred circle, every single geometrical shape or esoteric hotspot, spiritual center, underground chamber. The whole planet starts to light up as these codes activate. These codes, they race around the grids and then start to head back towards Mother Earth's heart, racing through the underground tunnels, the grids, the ley lines, moving faster and faster, clearing and cleansing. These codes, they flow back into Mother Earth's heart. They're collected. Her Merkaba fires up even faster and she shoots those light codes up through her top tetrahedron, up through the rocks and the minerals, up through the surface of the planet, up through your root chakra, through your lower energy centers, into your heart, and boom, they explode. High vibrational lights pouring down and up throughout your physical body, vibrating faster and faster. And as you vibrate, you become aware of a Pleiadian being moving into your right hand side, another one to your left. The two Pleiadians walk towards you. They walk right up into your space. They place their hands on your chest and your back and start to run in a crystalline frequency. A crystalline Pleiadian frequency flows from their hands in through your chest, in through your back. Light codes flow in with this frequency around the inside of your physical body, merging with the light codes from the earth and the stars. You start to heal at a deep, deep level. Every cell starts to release. Every atom starts to release. Every muscle, every bone, every fiber of you starts to release stuck energy at a deep, deep level. You feel it rising up through your physical body. All of this stuck energy rising from your toes, from the soles of your feet, from the tips of your fingers, from your shoulders. All of this stuck energy flows down towards your heart. Your heart starts to spin like a vortex in a clockwise direction. And as it does, it starts to collect all of this stuck, stagnant energy. Like a vacuum, it collects it in your heart. You then become aware of a portal that opens up in the cosmic fabric 3 meters in front of you. It spins in an anti-clockwise direction. And as it spins, it starts to draw a stream of golden light out from the portal towards your physical body. This stream of golden light gets closer and closer. 1 meter, half a meter. It locks into your chest. And then the vortex in front of you starts to spin the other way. And that stuck, stagnant energy from your heart starts to flow through that golden electromagnetic stream out through the portal in the cosmic fabric. The energy is siphoned. That stuck, dark, heavy, stagnant energy from your cells is sucked and drawn out from your physical body through that golden stream of electromagnetic energy and out through the portal. The Pleiadians open their hearts. Two crystal streams of energy flow out from their hearts and in through the sides of yours. The unconditional love from their heart starts to flow through your body, clearing and cleansing the cells. Now that stuck, stagnant energy has been drawn from them. Past lives, parallel realities start to clear and heal. Trauma from childhood, from your teenage years, from throughout your life, and multiple other lives is healing right now. The Pleiadians open their hearts wider. More and more frequency runs from their hands in through your physical body. The vortex in front of you spins faster and faster, sucking out the last remaining dregs of energy. Your heart empties and clears. It feels so light and fluffy. And then the golden electromagnetic stream starts to retract through the empty space. It flows back through the portal and the portal closes. The Pleiadian to your right hand side moves around in front of you. His heart still connected to yours, now through the front. The Pleiadian to your left moves behind you. Both of them connected heart to heart straight through the center of yours. As you vibrate in this space, your light body starts to rise. Slowly but surely, it starts to rise up through your crown, up through your shoulders. It rises up through your physical body into the empty space above, rising higher and higher, up and up, through your crown, through your shoulders. Your light body leaves your physicalness, slowly but surely. You experience that total separation in two spaces at the same time. You look back down at your physical body. You look at the two Palladians. They look up at you and smile as you just drift and float in the empty space, just being, vibrating, feeling. Feeling the connection and the disconnection. The total understanding that you're a spiritual being having a human experience, that you're light, energy. You just vibrate in the empty space up above, just being. And as you vibrate, your head and face starts to tilt backwards. Your legs start to move up. You start to transition from a vertical to a horizontal position. Your legs, they stretch out. You're just laid in the empty space. As you vibrate in this space, you become aware of a silver frequency that starts to flow in through the walls, down through the ceiling, up through the floor. This silver frequency flows towards your light body. It starts to swirl gently around the outside of it, wrapping you up like you're in a cocoon, a blanket of silver light. You start to breathe this frequency in on a quantum level. It flows into your light body. It flows into your Merkaba, your octahedron, your icosahedron. It flows into your extended light body as you vibrate in this space. Just be here for a moment and breathe it in. Let the light codes work their magic. Let the frequency do what it's supposed to do. It's intelligent. It's activating. As you breathe this silver frequency deeper and deeper into your light body, you become aware of another aspect of you that starts to rise. A third element of your light body starts to rise up through your stomach, up through your heart, into the space above, rising up through the silver frequency. You detach from your light body. You rise up slowly but surely through the empty space, going higher and higher. Now in three spaces at the same time, you look back down through the silver lights at your light body. You see your Merkaba, your extended geometrical formation. You look further down at the Palladians and your physical body, and this aspect of you continues to rise higher and higher up through this silver light. Higher and higher you rise, up and up through the empty space. And as you look up above you, You see a bright violet light. 10 meters above. You float up towards it. You rise up towards it. Getting higher and higher. You get within 6 meters. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You start to flow from this silver frequency into the bright violet frequency. This bright violet energy. You float up inside of it and the whole vibration changes. Even lighter, a higher vibrational state. An elevated, expanded consciousness. You start to move and flow through this violet frequency, rising up higher and higher. You rise up and up, and then slowly but surely you come to a stop. You look to your left-hand side. You see a golden door. You move towards it. You get closer and closer. Within a few meters, you reach out towards the golden door. As you get closer and closer, it starts to open. There are some golden steps on the other side going up. You walk through the door and start to make your way up these golden steps. The golden steps lead to an outside space. You make your way up the steps. You're a few steps away from the top. You look right and left. You're in some kind of open courtyard. It's made from stone. There are crystal pillars and marble pillars, different statues and shapes and platforms. You look over to the right-hand side and you see a very familiar figure. It's Serapis Bey. He stood next to a golden altar. And then you remember where you are. You're in Luxor, in fifth density. The home of Serapis Bey, who runs this ascension temple. You make your way up the steps onto the courtyard. You turn to the right and you start to make your way forwards towards Serapis, who's about 30 to 40 meters away from you, just standing there in white robes. He's carrying a crystal in his right hand and a staff in his left hand. The rays of the sun, they catch the crystal and shine and glisten. Rays of light fire out from it in different directions, rebounding off the pillars, the statues. As you make your way through the space towards him, the skies are blue, there's no clouds, it's warm. It feels very peaceful here. You get closer and closer. The energy rising the whole time. The altar that Serapis has stood next to has a golden flame burning out from it with a violet center. You can feel the energy from here. And with every step you take, getting closer and closer, it rises and rises. You get within 10 meters of Serapis. You see him smiling, a very rare sight, the master of discipline, keeper of the ascension flame. You get closer and closer. You walk up towards Serapis. He smiles and salutes you and welcomes you into this space. He reminds you where you are, even though you know, and lets you know that he's been expecting you. The crystal in his hand, he reaches forward and passes it to you. It's a golden Lemurian quartz. You take it with both hands. The energy is powerful. He lets you know it's a gift. There's much knowledge and wisdom contained in this crystal. He asks you to take it with you and to take good care of it. He asks you if you're ready to receive the download that you came here to experience. Of course, you say yes. Holding on to the crystal, staring at it, you become aware that you're rising. Slowly but surely, you start to rise up off the ground, levitating up through the empty space, moving up and up, higher and higher. Your legs, they move into the lotus position. You rise up until your buttocks are entire, lying with the top of the altar, the bottom of the flame, staring at the golden flame with the violet frequency in the middle. You start to move forwards towards it. Serapis rises up next to you and moves around the back of the flame, the back of the altar, observing you. You move closer and closer towards the flame. You get within half a meter, 25 centimeters. Slowly you start to move in through the flame into its center. It starts to burn all around you. That violet light surges up through your root chakra quantumly, up into your pineal gland, your crown chakra. The inside of your body starts to vibrate like crazy as this violet frequency surges through the center. The golden light burning all around you. Serapis stares into your eyes. He holds out his staff. He points it towards your heart. It starts to light up. And then frequencies, crystal whites and crystal blue frequencies, start to flow out from it. They look like numbers, a series of code flowing out from the staff through the empty space. These codes, they flow in through the golden light towards your heart, getting closer and closer. 50 centimeters, 40, 30, 20, 10, and boom! They penetrate your heart. These codes flow up into your pineal gland, down into your root chakra. They flow into your sacral, your solar plexus, your throat, your crown. They race around the inside of your light body as your heart expands and expands. Serapis opens his heart and a huge, powerful golden light rushes through the empty space and boom, it penetrates yours. You and Serapis connect heart to heart for the first time. The energy is mesmerizing. Serapis opens his heart wider. Light codes furiously flow from the staff into you as you vibrate faster and faster. Allow yourself to be in this space and receive these frequencies. Just be for a moment. Surrender to this experience. Let go. More and more light flows into your consciousness as the golden flame burns brighter and brighter. Serapis opens his third eye. A multicolored stream corkscrews out from his pineal gland through the empty space, through the fire, through the flame, towards your forehead, into your pineal gland. The stream of electromagnetic energy splits into two. It flows into your left and right brain, and light codes are distributed from his pineal gland into yours. Just be in this space and receive them. As you're upgraded, shifting, going through a metamorphosis, like a caterpillar about to emerge as a beautiful butterfly, you vibrate faster and faster, feeling love, connection to your Egyptian heritage, your Egyptian roots, as well as your extraterrestrial lineage, your galactic roots. You're connected to celestial beings all over the universe. You've been a star, you've been a planet. You've been many beings. There is no experience that you haven't had, because you are the universe itself, manifested into everything. As you vibrate in this space, the boundaries of your light body, they start to dissolve into the golden flame. Your arms, your legs, your hands, your feet, your fingers, your thumbs, your toes, your neck, your throat, your face, your chest, your stomach. Everything blends into geometrical code, into the fabric of the cosmos. You blend into the flame and you find yourself burning out from the altar. You are this light. You are this torch of divinity. With the violet light burning straight through your center, the violet light starts to expand and it starts to swirl in a clockwise direction. And as it expands and as it swirls, it starts to draw your consciousness inside of it. You move into this violet light and you find yourself swirling around, like you're in a violet cylinder, swirling in the middle of the golden flame. You look out to the left and right and you see Serapis as you whiz around. He's smiling. He knows exactly what you're going through, downloading this high vibrational information. You spin around faster and faster, and then you look down and you see the top of this altar, the bottom of the flame. It opens up into a violet portal. And you start to flow down towards it, like you're flowing through a gigantic plug hole of violet frequency. You swirl around and around, getting closer and closer. 3, 2, 1, whoosh. You start to swirl down through this violet energy, twisting and tumbling, swirling around like you're in a water slide. You flow round to the right, then down again, then off to the left, swirling down and around, up and down, traveling faster and faster. You see hieroglyphs and codes all around you, and as you flow through them, your vibration shifts. Your heart explodes into deeper amounts of joy, bliss, and divinity. You feel so much love. as you spin and spiral, ebb and flow through this space, faster and faster. You feel so free, so connected. You feel alive. As you twist and tumble through this space, you see a light at the end of the tunnel. 100 meters. 80. 60. 40. 20. And whoosh! You pop out of the other side. You look in front of you. You see a golden phoenix. 6 meters away from you, staring at you. The golden phoenix communicates with you telepathically and reminds you of who you truly are. You've been through a lot in your life. Your soul's been through many different experiences. But the phoenix reminds you that you always rise from the ashes. You always rise stronger, more powerful, wiser, more knowledgeable. The phoenix opens its heart. A huge golden portal appears and you start to flow forwards towards it. You move towards that portal, towards that golden heart. You get within 4 meters, 3, 2, 1. You flow in through the phoenix's heart into its body and then your light expands up through its neck, into its head, into its wings, down through its back, into its legs. Its talons, into its feathers, you become this powerful golden phoenix. You're inside the silver frequency. You look down below, you see your light body. Lying there in the empty space. Your own Merkaba whizzing. Your whole geometrical light body. Connected to Mother Earth's Christ Consciousness grid on a 6D level. And you, the phoenix, just observing from above. You look further down, you can see your physical body, the Palladians. You start to move down towards your light body. You get within 3 meters. 2, 1, and then you stop. Your light body underneath starts to transition from a horizontal to a vertical position, slowly but surely. And then it starts to flow upwards, up into the phoenix's body, up into your body. This second aspect of your light body merges with the third aspect, you as the phoenix. You start to merge these two elements of your light body back together again. They're both now inside this golden phoenix and you start to descend down towards your physical body, flowing down through the silver frequency. You start to transition through the space into this electric pink frequency, headed down towards your physicalness, the Palladians. They look up, smile, wink and salute you. You start to shrink as you flow down towards your crown, down towards your head. You get smaller and smaller, still this powerful golden phoenix. Your crown chakra opens like a 1,000-petaled multicolored lotus. And you, the phoenix, flow down towards it. You get within a meter. Half a meter. You flow down through your own crown, through your pineal gland, your head, your face, your neck, your throat, down into your heart. Your wings expand through your back and your arms, into your hands, fingers and thumbs. Your body becomes your body. Your head, your head. Your talons and legs become your legs and feet and toes. Your crown chakra closes. You carry the energy of this golden phoenix inside your physical body, and it feels amazing. You can feel Serapis Bay all around you, still carrying that crystal within your light body. You vibrate in this space. Energy surging through you. The Pleiadian in front of you closes down its heart. The one behind you closes down its heart. The one behind moves round and stands to your left. The one in front walks towards you, places its right hand over your heart, looks into your eyes and smiles, says, "Well done." Takes its hand off your chest and then goes and stands by your right hand side. They're going to stay with you, work with you, and guide you. We're going to count from 5 back to 0. When we get to 0, open your eyes and come back into this space. Take your time, there's no hurry. You start to feel the vibration in your bones, the tingle in your cells, the frequency in every muscle. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Whenever you're ready, open your eyes, come back into this space and just be. Feel your body. Feel your vibration. Feel your connection to your sisters and brothers in the tribe, your connection to your own cosmic hearts. You are an amazing being. Just be in this space and feel. There's no hurry to do anything. It's all love. Just feel your body.